This important podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store, offering a wide selection of prepping and survival products, including nutritional solutions and storable certified organic superfoods. Check out our full selection at healthrangerstore.com/prep with Mike. Thank you for your support. I really want you to be safe this holiday season, and I've got some tips for you here about that, how you can have plans to bug out if you're visiting family, things that you can do on the road, things that you can do when traveling to be safer. But let me just put a little bit of background on this. And by the way, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Thank you for joining me here at healthrangerreport.com. You can hear my other podcast at that domain. But in terms of some background, you know, I've had some premonition over the years of some really bad events, some catastrophic events that are coming, and some of them have happened. One time, this was like a year and a half ago, I had a very extremely vivid, super strong dream of an explosion and fire, and it was so strong I actually wrote about it. I published it on naturalnews.com, and I published like this. This was ridiculously vivid. I've never had a dream like this, and I took a big risk being ridiculed or whatever for publishing a prophecy dream, but I published it, and sure enough, I think it was within 3 days there was an explosion in a market in, I think it was Thailand, that matched the description I had written on Natural News. I mean, very, very detailed descriptions about wood and the sort of the wood construction and things like that, that were just an eerie match. And that taught me to trust when I get a very powerful message, you know, when I get a strong premonition about something, to understand that we are all conscious beings. We all share consciousness. We are all connected at that level, connected to other people's lives. We're connected to other people's consciousness. We're connected to really the divine, because the brain is just a physical organ, but the mind is a conscious metaphysical system that exists above and beyond the brain. The mind, I believe, is a quantum neural network kind of device. Not device. What's the right? Phenomenon is probably a better term. A consciousness is non-physical. It's beyond the physical. And I think that there are many well-documented cases of people who have had accurate premonitions, people who have seen airplanes crash and they try to call the airport and warn the airport, and sure enough, the next day, an airplane crash would occur exactly as they had described, and so on. And since I experienced this myself, I've learned to trust it. I'll also share with you that there was a day when I was in college that literally this premonition saved my life. I was walking. This was, you know, I grew up in the Midwest, and I was walking home. This was on college campus. I was walking home during a severe ice storm. I mean, these kind of ice storms that you get in the Midwest where it covers the branches with like a quarter inch of ice. All the trees get covered with ice, and they droop and they break. And I was walking home on campus, walking back to my apartment at the time, and there was an inner voice that told me, when I was on the sidewalk, there was this large tree in front of me, and this inner voice told me, do not walk underneath that tree. The inner voice told me, walk around this tree. So I walked around it. I walked in the road. The roads were all abandoned at that point because nobody was driving. Everything was a sheet of ice. So I walked around the tree, and as I got to the apex of the tree in the middle of the road, a massive branch that was probably 16 inches in diameter or something, I'm just guessing, a massive branch broke off and plummeted to the sidewalk right where I would have been. Right where I would have been. And it really, really hit home, because not only was this message very powerful in my consciousness, this message that said to me, walk around this tree, don't go underneath this tree, but I also listened to the message. For whatever reason, you know, I just decided, I need to hear this, and I need to take this action. So I walked around the tree, and that is why I'm here today. I believe I could have been easily killed, crushed to death by that tree. So I think we have guardian angels. I really do. I think we have divine protection. At least many of us do. And, you know, thank God for that, literally. So with that said, I've long known that humanity or modern day civilization is headed for something very catastrophic. And I don't know exactly what that's going to look like. It could be a nuclear weapon from North Korea, given today's situation, or it could be financial collapse followed by social collapse. I don't know. I've never had any, you know, clear premonition about how it comes down. But I know that this is why I've been a lifelong prepper. Well, not my whole life, but as an adult, a prepper. Because I know that something, you know, the way we're going in our society is not sustainable, that there is going to be a tipping point, there is going to be a collapse. And I'm always concerned about the holiday season. Because holidays are when the airports are crowded. Holidays like New Year's Eve in Times Square in New York City. These are crowds which are magnets for terrorism. You know, when the terrorists strike, their goal is to take out as many people as possible. So what do the terrorists like in terms of their targets? They like crowds. And no matter what kind of weapon they're deploying, whether it's a vehicle attack or a dirty bomb or a biological weapon or an actual kinetic bomb, whatever it is, the more dense the crowd, the more casualties they can produce from their attacks. So they love crowds. And where are their crowds? Holiday festivals, you know, Christmas gatherings, travel in the airports, even the highways are very, very crowded getting out of the cities during this time when people are traveling so much. And so I've always had a concern in the back of my mind about holidays and crowds and terrorism or bad events, you know, collapse types of events. And this has led me to, when I travel, which is pretty rare, by the way, I choose not to travel that much, and especially not on Thanksgiving or Christmas or holidays. But when I do travel, I carry a lot of gear with me. And one of the simplest things that you need, if you're on a flight, you're on an airplane, you need a flashlight. And people don't carry flashlights. This has always shocked me because I live in the country, and for me, it's a everyday carry device, a flashlight, or what's called EDC, everyday carry. I always have a flashlight in my left front pocket, just like I always have a knife in my right front pocket. I always have a little set of pliers because I'm working on the ranch. I'm fixing, sometimes mending barbed wire fences or things. So I always have a little pair of pliers. Now, maybe you don't need all that stuff because you're not living on a ranch. But you do need a flashlight. And when you're traveling, you should always have a flashlight. So that's number one. Now, what else is really cool about that, or practical, is that if you buy the right kind of flashlight, such as, you know, like a Surefire tactical flashlight, for example, it has a skull crusher front end on it, which is sort of a semi-serrated front end. It's for crushing things. You can break out a car window with it, for example, if you have an emergency. Maybe you come across somebody who's been in a car accident, their car is on fire, their seatbelt is stuck. What are you going to do? Well, if it were me, I would smash out the front window with the flashlight, and then I grab my knife and I cut their seatbelt and I extricate them from the vehicle. Now, that's just me. Before the tires start to explode on a burning vehicle, because their tires always explode. By the way, when you hear explosions, it's usually the tires, not anything else. But if you don't have a flashlight with a skull crusher, you don't have the ability to do that. Now, these flashlights can also be deployed in a self-defense kind of situation. You can grip them and you can hammer strike people with them. And it's good to get a little bit of training in that, hammer striking, so that you hit your intended target and so on. You can hammer strike very effectively with a metal, you know, these flashlights are metal, and with a skull crusher front end, you can knock somebody out in one blow very easily if you have a little bit of practice and a little bit of strength behind it. So that's something to keep in mind, because you can't carry, obviously, a firearm or a knife on an airplane, but you can carry a flashlight. Now, if you're wondering, can you carry a skull crusher flashlight on an airplane? I don't know what the TSA says about that, but I have. I've taken my regular flashlight, which has a skull crusher front end, and I've carried them on many commercial flights, and there's never been a problem. TSA has never said anything. I don't know. Maybe they just didn't see it or something, because they turns out the TSA doesn't actually see much in the way of weapons when there are people trying to smuggle weapons on airplanes. You know, when the government does it itself as a test, the TSA fails like 80% of the time to detect the weapons. So the TSA is a, you know, total security theater, complete joke. But I always take a flashlight, and I always take a skull crusher flashlight, because I figure, hey, if there's some crazy terrorist on this airplane, and that terrorist wants to, let's say, pull a 9/11 and try to raid the cockpit, the flight deck, and turn this plane into a weapon, I'm going to attack that person with a skull crusher flashlight. I'm just going for it. You're all going to die anyway if you don't take the guy down. So if there's a terrorist on an airplane, I'm going for him. That's just me. Whatever. But in any case, a flashlight, you need a flashlight, because what if you do go down in the water at night? You can survive a water landing, as they say. It's actually a water crash, but you can survive a water landing. What if it's at night? What if the electrical power is out? What if the batteries don't work on the airplane that have the emergency lighting? You're going to need a flashlight. So I always take a flashlight with me. Now, another thing that you got to take, by the way, is oregano oil. I like oregano oil in the capsules and oregano oil as a liquid tincture. And I think, by the way, I think we have oregano oil at the Health Ranger store now, healthrangerstore.com, in the liquid form. Now, what's amazing about oregano oil in the capsule form, which I don't think we offer currently, is that it is ideal for killing bacteria that cause food poisoning. So if you're traveling and you pick up some really nasty food poisoning, then how do you deal with that? Well, you know, you can take antibiotics, I guess, or you could, but you have to get a prescription for that. So what can you do on your own that doesn't require a trip to the doctor's office? The answer is liquid oregano oil or oregano tincture. It's very powerful, potent. It's something that is readily available. Now, it's strong. You don't want to get it on your eyes, your nose, your genitals, no sensitive tissues. It's very intense. So you want to be careful with it. But this stuff is amazing. It's like my travel first aid tincture. Definitely use this any chance you get. I mean, take it with you any chance you get. All right, now here's another tip. Depending on where you're going, you may not be able to bring your firearm. Or maybe you don't own a firearm. I don't know. But I always think, wherever I'm going, what if things go wrong while I'm there? How do I get back home? Because home is where you've got your food, your gear, your family, your support system, shelter, all that. So you want to get back home. But how do you get back home if, let's say, there's a grid down scenario? Let's say there's a worst case, EMP, nuclear war, martial law declared for whatever reason, and you're restricted from being able to travel. How are you going to defend yourself and try to make your way home? So to do that, of course, if you can't carry a gun in your checked luggage, which normally is quite legal, by the way, depending on where you're going, you know, you can't fly to New York with a gun in your checked luggage. You'll be arrested when you land. But if you're flying from, let's say, Kentucky to Texas, you can absolutely check a gun. You just tell the, you know, at the check-in counter, you just tell them you have a gun in your checked luggage and they tag it. And I've done that before too. That's totally legit. Airlines have no problem with that. You just can't have it loaded. And there's a limit on how much ammo you can bring. I think it's like one box of ammo, like 50 rounds of 9mm or whatever. But if you can't do a gun, you can always bring a knife or a couple of knives in your checked luggage. And this is something that I do as well. And by the way, you know, airport luggage handlers steal stuff from you all the time. So I have a great tip on how to prevent all your stuff from getting stolen, including a knife or a camera or anything else. And here it is. This tip alone is worth listening to this whole podcast. Here it is. You're going to love this. If you think about why luggage handlers are able to steal stuff, it's usually because, number one, they have time to access your luggage, and number two, they can steal something from you that's small enough that they can slip it in their own clothing or in a pocket or so on and get away with it. So, the way to defeat that is to buy yourself a bicycle lock cable. In other words, a cable lock. And it can just be a simple, cheap Walmart cable lock if you want. It doesn't have to cost much money. You take this cable lock, and inside your bag, inside your checked luggage, you snake this cable lock through everything that you don't want stolen. So if you have a knife, for example, you can usually have like a paracord wrapper or a paracord handle or a tie down or something that goes through part of the knife, you know, part of the knife chassis, let's say. And then you can snake this bike lock through the paracord, which means that if somebody were to try to steal your knife, they would have to mess with untying the paracord or dealing with the bike lock, which they don't have time to do. They're going to say, pass, move on to the next bag. So I've actually checked things like expensive cameras, knives, tools, you know, things that are remarkably valuable that I need to move from one place to another. And I'll use a bike lock inside the bag. And to this day, I've never had anything stolen that I had a bike lock attached to inside the luggage. So there you go. That's your holiday tip to avoid theft. If you just throw an expensive camera in your bag, they can just grab the camera and go. But if that camera is bike locked to 15 other objects, it's going to be much harder for them to steal all 15 objects that are chained together, daisy chained on a bike lock. Like, that's going to raise some eyebrows in the airport, you know, luggage handling employee break room or whatever, whatever they do with the stuff they steal. So that's a great tip. So using that tip, you can carry, or I should say, you can check many, many objects that you can't carry on board the plane with you, such as knives. Now, I always like, well, I'm not going to detail the knives I carry, but I'll just say it's more than one. So there's always an obvious knife that you can reach very quickly. I carry that in my front pocket. But there's always a backup knife for emergencies or for concealment or other you know, tactical uses. So you always have a backup knife somewhere else. So wherever I go, even when I was in LA, I had two knives on me when I'm walking around Los Angeles. Why? Well, because it's LA. Who knows? I might end up in South LA. I don't know. Were those knives legal in Los Angeles? Yes, I believe they were. They were very short knives, extremely short. They weren't like automatic switchblades or anything like that. To my knowledge, they were legal in Los Angeles. But nevertheless, they were hidden anyway. And I'm not going to be defenseless in a city where people get murdered all the time. So, you know, I couldn't take a gun to LA, but I could definitely take a knife. And I did wear two knives on me at all times in Los Angeles. These days, I just don't go to Los Angeles. I stay in Texas. So not only can you have a gun in your car, you can also have, you know, a rifle or multiple rifles if you want. That's Texas. You can do whatever you want. All right. So let me get back to one more final health tip and then I'll wrap this up. When you're traveling, you're going to be exposed to a lot of microbes. You're going to have sick people on the airplane, or you're going to be around family members who are probably sick and infectious. You're going to be exposed to bacteria and viral strains and who knows what else, maybe some crazy fungi that someone has in your family. You need to boost your immune system. So I always take vitamin C and vitamin D, the two simplest, easiest, low-cost things to boost your immune function when you're anticipating exposure to infection-causing microbes or viruses. So it's super cheap. It's very easy. Just bring vitamin C and vitamin D, load up before your travel so that you get the level in your body higher. And then I take it on the trip as well. And so my carry bag on an airplane has got oregano oil plus vitamin C and vitamin D. Sometimes I'll bring iodine, liquid iodine, because it's dual purpose. It's an antiseptic for wounds, you know, emergency first aid, but it's also dietary iodine, which has many benefits as well. So you don't even need a large amount of that. For iodine, you could have like, you know, 20 drops for your whole trip. You just take 3 drops a day or whatever. You're fine. It doesn't even take very much. So I hope you found these tips useful. My name is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I wish you safety this holiday season. I hope that the things that I've seen in terms of premonition, I hope they don't happen this holiday season, but I fear that they're going to happen eventually. But I want you to be safe, so make sure you have a plan. Make sure you have your bases covered, and just be safe. And keep reading Natural News. We'll keep covering all this throughout the year, you know, next year and beyond. And you can hear more podcasts at healthrangerreport.com.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
When it comes to prepping, you not only need good products that can help keep you alive, awake, aware, and nourished during difficult times, you also need products you can trust. At the Health Ranger store, we do extensive laboratory testing using an in-house lab that's ISO accredited. It's inspected, it's audited. It's a 2-year process to even get that accreditation. We use multiple mass spec instruments, state-of-the-art science. I'm a published science author as well and a patent holder on several technologies, some of which we use variations of in our lab. The purpose of this lab is to help you make sure you get clean foods, superfoods, storable foods for emergency preparedness and survival use. We have a certified organic lab-tested, what's called Ranger Bucket collection of storable foods with some survival gear in the buckets to help you even boil water and cook those foods and so on. It's a fantastic product. We can barely keep it in stock even during normal times. In a crisis, we'll be wiped out of this product because it actually takes us a lot of time to make those products. But if they're in stock, you can get them now at healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. In fact, go to that URL, healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike, and you'll see some of our survival and preparedness supplies, including iodine, colloidal silver products, and gel first aid products, storable foods, superfoods, medicinal herbs for first aid, and much more. We have a lot of products for you to help you be self-reliant, to be safe, to survive difficult circumstances, natural disasters, and all kinds of things. If you want to get prepared, do it with us at the Health Ranger store so that you know you're getting safe, clean, laboratory-verified preparedness foods, supplements, and other related products. Again, the URL is healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. All one word, no spaces. Prep with Mike. I'm Mike Adams. Thank you for your support.